The weather forecast for the coast of Louisiana: dangerous storm surge, heavy rains, wind conditions. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Barry could strengthen into a hurricane by tonight or early tomorrow. Let's get a feel for the mood ahead of the storm from Dave Cohen, news director at WWL in New Orleans, one of our affiliates for this program. He's with us live this morning. Dave, give us a feel for what's happening right now.
Well, we're seeing gusty winds blowing through. I'm watching the trees waving in the wind and street signs swaying back and forth as we see occasional gusts above 30, close to 40 miles an hour as these first of the bands kind of push on through. The good news for us right now is that Tropical Storm Barry remains somewhat disorganized in the Gulf of Mexico, and the heaviest of the rain isn't wrapping all the way around the center yet. But the National Hurricane Center is expecting that to happen, expecting Barry, whose top sustained winds are now 50 miles an hour with higher gusts, to continue to get better organized, strengthen, and come ashore in less than 24 hours. The real threat, they say, from this is extremely heavy rain, with widespread areas of Louisiana and Mississippi getting 15 to 20 inches, according to the Hurricane Center, and some areas getting up to 25 inches of rain.
That's insane. How does this compare to what were the last problems in 2016?
You know, we haven't had a major hurricane, thank goodness, in a long time. You know, a lot of people are calling us from around the world and across the country saying, how does this compare to Katrina? Obviously, Katrina was a major hurricane that included a massive wall of water, an incredible storm surge, and levee-busting capabilities that flooded 80% of New Orleans. This is nowhere near anything like that. This is a threat that we face of heavy rain. The problem with that for the Louisiana coast and specifically for New Orleans is that New Orleans is below sea level, yeah, a bowl surrounded by levees, and it takes a pump to get any water out of the city after a rainfall. If we get 25 inches of rain, New Orleans is going to be looking at widespread, sustained street flooding for several days. We had 8 inches of rain on Wednesday, and that flooded streets for 4, 5, or 6 hours and saw cars, homes, and businesses going underwater.
Right. We're speaking with Dave Cohen. He's the news director at WWL in New Orleans, one of our affiliates, talking about the Tropical Storm Barry implications here. What are the radio station plans, by the way?
Well, we're going to stay on the air around the clock from now all the way through the landfall and the aftermath, which we're expecting again over the next 24 hours. The heaviest of the rain is expected to move in tonight and last all day through the day on Saturday as we see landfall. And then by Sunday, as what's left of Barry, probably as a depression or a remnant low, will be moving out of Louisiana and into Arkansas and then bringing extremely heavy rain to the nation's midsection.
Geographically, is the station located in a low-lying spot, or is it okay for these things?
We're in downtown New Orleans, just a few blocks from the river, so one of the highest spots there is in the city below sea level. We're also up on the 8th floor, so we feel confident we'll be able to maintain our operations, continue to broadcast as we see how much water we get in the street. And, you know, we'll do what we have to do to continue to broadcast and get around, but this is a situation where people here are getting ready to hunker down, and so will we be. You know, everyone's got 2-3 days of food, water, and supplies on hand. We're expecting to see widespread street flooding, hoping we don't, anticipating widespread power outages that could last for several days. And I think that's what people are getting ready for and anticipating, but hoping that as we're now looking at it, started the turn. Tropical Storm Barry has started the turn towards the Louisiana coast, and they're expecting it to come in somewhere around 1 a.m. tomorrow morning, so late tonight into tomorrow, somewhere just south of Lafayette, Louisiana. That's off to our west, so we won't get the worst of the winds and the surge in the greater New Orleans area. But the Hurricane Center says the rain is going to be the real issue.
All right, so some good news, I guess, right? Hey, thanks for a few minutes. Good talking to you. Dave Cohen, news director at WWL in New Orleans, preparing for Tropical Storm Barry to come ashore, possibly as a hurricane, as he said, maybe late tonight or early tomorrow morning.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.